This is Anime FA Podcast Top 5. Top 5 this week is Top 5 Deteriorated Shows. I am your host, Dave the Zombie. We have a co-host, Vincito.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Hi. We have a manga specialist, King of Hearts.
Again, it's been such a long time.
God damn it, King.
That's why I get to go first, Gabe.
Our co-host, Gabe.
It's been so long.
Don't copy me.
I didn't copy you. You said something different.
Gabe, when you say you sound like a villain, a video game villain, whatever. Fuck it, go on, kid.
When do I sound like a villain?
Don't worry about it. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
And our blog writer, Lurkst.
Yo.
Yo.
Alright.
Hey.
Hey, Dave, what does deteriorated mean? Deteriorated.
It means just that shows that got progressively worse as they got on.
But they start off at a good point, right?
They started off well, and then they just got really not as good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not necessarily have to be bad, just not as good. But it does include bad.
Alright. Then, let's go to our number fives. Let's head it to Lurks first.
Okay, let's think here. My number five will go to the Dragon Ball series.
Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z?
I'm talking about, like, the progression from Dragon Ball, which was a fantastic series, to Dragon Ball Z, which was still a really great series, but not as good as
Dragon Ball. I thought Dragon Ball Z was fantastic for, like, the first two arcs. Maybe. Like, the first arc was really good. I don't know. It's just me.
I like that whole entire series as a whole, except for the Majin Buu arc. That arc can go fucking die in fire.
There are some good things about that arc, though. Like, Majin Vegeta was amazing. Like, that was one of my favorite fights. Yeah. In all of Dragon Ball Z, it was Majin Vegeta.
But overall, that arc was dumb, in my opinion. Like, it... Anyways.
Yeah, I know. It was a little bit of a step. When Super Saiyan 3 came in, I was like, big forehead, no eyebrows. Kind of weird. You know? Whatever.
Anyways, as I was saying, it, like, going from Dragon Ball to Dragon Ball Z, but then from, like, Dragon Ball Z to Dragon Ball GT. Yeah. That's when it, like, kind of went downhill. I'm not saying Dragon Ball GT is, like, all that bad. It's just when you look at Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z, it's just not that great.
So you're talking about the Dragon Ball franchise, because Dragon Ball GT wasn't in the manga, I don't think.
Dragon
Ball Z, Dragon Ball anime franchise. All right, yeah. I understand that, because Dragon Ball GT was a giant step back for that, in my opinion. I mean, Baby, I love Baby and his backstory, but, like, with the whole dragons, that series, I didn't like the dragons that much. I don't know, it was just me.
Of course, that's excluding Dragon Ball Kai, because I really haven't watched that.
It's just a remake, Dragon Ball C.
It was, like, less filler.
Yeah, a lot less filler. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, moving on.
Alright, let's go to Gabe.
Alright, my number five is Sayonara Zetsubo Sensei.
Hubba what?
In the sense that, Sayonara Zetsubo Sensei is a really funny series. I really like it. But after, like, how many is it? Three series and then two or three OVAs, I think it is, you know. It stayed in the same place. It doesn't have to go anywhere. It loses the luster that the first season had. The first season was...
Think the second season...
First and second are, like, the funniest, but, you know, still good, just not as good as the first two.
First two seasons were what encompassed that series.
Wasn't as funny. It kept up the satire stuff, but, you know, in terms of comedy, it kind of went a little bit down. But it's still good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Sayonara, I suppose.
All right. Then let's move to King.
Code Geass.
Right off the bat.
Right off the bat. Code Geass. As you know, R1 was pretty freaking good.
Then, okay, okay.
And R2 showed up, and I'm like, what the fuck is this?
You.
Are we calling it R1 now? When has it been known as R1?
Well, every time something gets a sequel, you always refer to the first one as 1.
Why don't we call it, like, Code Geass Lotor or something like that? That's what it is. It's Code Geass Lord of the Rings, Lelouch of the Rebellion.
Shut up.
Whatever. Lord of the Rings. Code Geass.
Oh, that's right.
Uh-huh, OTR, you get now, don't you?
I think I realized that a long time ago.
I know you
did. Something like that.
I took it from you. And yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So, let's move to Van.
Oh, me? Yeah. All right, Sakurai. Yeah, just Sakurai. Both the manga and the anime, actually. Like, the anime from the first season to the second season, and the manga... I don't like where they are right now in the manga. It's a bunch of explaining and backstory, which is pretty interesting, but, like, you know, I don't know. It's just taken away from the whole tournament that's supposed to be going on right now, and they're not doing it. So, whatever. Sakurai, yeah, all of it. Manga and anime.
And my number 5 is Arakawa Under the Bridge. That humor in the first season was pretty good. I left some parts. The second season... really, the humor just dropped, and I just, like, couldn't just stand some parts of that show. It was just, the quality of that show just really downgraded from there. So yeah, that's my number 5.
I'm with you on that one, Dave. I'm with you. Even though I haven't finished the second season.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah. Alright. Well, let's move to our number 4s. Let's head back up to Lurks.
All right. My number 4 will go to Unicorn Mary.
Unicorn
show.
Damn, yeah, I still need to finish that too.
Show from last season. It started off. I was actually legitimately enjoying that show a whole lot at the very beginning, and then like about I think it was about like the last 2 or 3 episodes, it went straight downhill. Like, it took a huge nosedive.
Yeah, it kind of lost its focus.
Yeah. That last episode is probably one of the single, like, most confusing episodes I've ever watched in my life. I don't want to spoil anything, but there's a part where some chick starts playing an invisible trombone. And I don't get it.
Holy crap,
I don't understand why she started doing that at all. Like, that's the one part of that episode that all I'm saying is that that show just took a severe nosedive in those last 2 or 3 episodes. So there you go.
Alright. Then let's go to Gabe.
Okay, my number 4 is the original Negima series.
I knew it. You know what? I was just going to say, if he says Negima is his number 4, I'm going to lash out at him. Why the fuck is that so low?
Because
tell me, Gabe.
Because I love Negima.
I see.
And I have other shows above it that go a little bit more downhill than Negima.
I can understand that, I guess.
I mean, it's like one of Zabek's best works because, you know, for the plain fact that it's Negima, but it's a long running manga, so they had to wrap it up somehow. But this one was
it's the wrong way to wrap it up.
I'm a little biased because I read the manga, but I don't know what I would think if I just watched it.
It was a pretty shocking ending. I did not see it coming.
Yeah. I was shocked too, because that did not happen in the manga. But you know, it was okay. I just would have done it differently if it was me. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Then let's go to King.
My number four shall be
Death Note.
Inuyasha.
Inuyasha.
Yeah, because it started off really interesting until it just got to the same shit over and over and
over
again.
Did you even finish Inuyasha?
No, because it got stupid. Like, Inuyasha can be broken down into, oh yes, we killed Naraku. Oh wait, he revived himself. Oh, we killed him again. Oh wait, we revived him. He revived himself, but this time he has help. Oh look, we killed him again. Oh no, he's back alive. Blah blah blah.
Pretty much all 160 episodes of Inuyasha.
Yeah, it was all 160 episodes in a nutshell, right there. Save yourself time.
All right, then let's go.
He's learning the backlash right. My number four is the Eden of the East series, anime series, and the two movies. Like, the series, oh man, I was so excited watching this series with Dave. This is like one of our first animes we've ever watched together. It reminded me of so much of Mirai Nikki. Like, you know, you had the 12 unique people, stuff like that, all that jazz. And then when you got to the movies, it started slowing down the first one, and, you know, everything was kind of being set in stone, like they were getting ready for a big climactic ending with the second movie. Then we got to the second movie, it was like big fucking bullshit. It wasn't bullshit, it was actually kind of thought out. But it was like, it felt like a cop-out, man.
It did. It felt kind of confusing.
And it felt like they did not... It felt like the person did not want to wrap it up that way, but he was forced to by some otherworldly being. I don't know what happened with that series. I don't know why that happened. It could have been I thought it was going to be a big ending, like a big, like, shocking turning point or something in the story. I mean, it wasn't bad, but it did make me feel differently about the entire series as a whole. So, yeah, you know, the East all together.
All right. My number four is High School of the Dead. I was watching that during the summer last year, I think, when it was airing. And the first episode, I thought it was really, really good. I thought at one point, I thought it was going to be like the best show of this season. And then, you know, as that series got on, it's just everyone's super dramatic and overreacting to these things. It just kind of got a harder...
Overreacting to zombies? What?
No, I mean,
is that even possible?
No, I don't mean that thing. I mean, like, you know...
I can feel Gabe's rage bullying from over here, you know? He's silent right now, but he really wants to speak out and yell at you.
Like, there's just so many unnecessary...
Okay, I'm back. I had to go to the soundproof room.
Hey, Gabe, newsflash. Right. High School of the Dead kind of sucks.
That's why I went to the
soundproof. Kinda. Kinda. You mean really? Really sucks.
Guys, I hate you all.
I mean, it's okay, Gabe. You don't have that much bad taste in anime. At least you don't like Negima. I mean, oh.
Oh. You guys just want me to be sad, don't you?
Sorry, Gabe. I'm sorry. We love you.
Aw. Okay.
It's just King hates everything
you love. Guys are hilarious.
All right,
Dave.
Let's just go to number threes then. Let's hit it back up to lyrics.
My number three. Fuck it. I'll give it a Death Note.
Death Note. But you didn't overall, like Death Note to begin with, didn't you?
Huh?
I thought you didn't like Death Note.
No, I like Death Note to begin with. Like, Death Note, like, started off, like, really, really good.
Until we all know what happened next.
Until that part happened, and then it started dragging on. But then it got, like, slightly better, and then that other thing happened, and then that thing happened, and then that thing happened.
I'm not aboard this train. I hear a lot of, you know, Death Note second half sucks, but wait, what?
You ever watched Death Note yet?
I watched, that was like one of my first animes.
Okay.
And you don't think after you know what happened, it kind of sucked?
No.
No.
I did. I can't even get into it.
Yeah, I thought it was shit too.
It was so boring.
Alright.
If you say so.
I'm just saying, Death Note. It gets really boring at one part. That one part.
That one part.
Okay. So that should be like a tagline for it, like Death Note. It gets boring at that one part. Alright, I'm done.
Then let's go to Gabe.
Okay, hold on, let me... Oh yeah, my number three is Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh, what? Oh, the first one?
The original.
Okay, okay, I love you, man. You know how much I love you.
And Brotherhood.
Rage, it was, rage.
If we're not... I'm going to be talking like as if I... Brotherhood doesn't matter, really. Like,
it doesn't just exist.
Like, I didn't watch Brotherhood. It was pretty good, you know. As far as I watched it, I remember I watched most of it. I think I did finish at one point. At least I saw the last episodes. But it's kind of hard to not compare it to Brotherhood, you know. But it was pretty good in its own. It took a little few turns. I still love the original Full Metal Alchemist, but. You know, does anyone else agree? Original Full Metal Alchemist going downhill, or is it just me?
I haven't gotten to that point.
I agree.
Where the original Full Metal Alchemist is balls good.
I mean, it is good, but like, you know, for what it is in itself, the ending kind of like brings it.
Actually, there's like it actually gets really boring for like some parts.
Yeah, you know, Full Metal Alchemist itself, it's a really good series, and that ending kind of doesn't hold up.
I mean, I'm not even talking about the ending. I mean, some parts are just boring.
Ending up to the ending, I mean, like, you know. But at least they made up for it in Brotherhood. I love the first one, you know. I think it was probably a good choice if they had to just make that ending up. So I can't really complain, but it did. That, you know, it went downhill. So, yeah, moving on.
All right. That makes move to King.
My number three, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Standalone complex.
Okay. I'm going to soundproof room for this one.
Because, okay, I like love political stuff and whatnot, but that shit is boring. Okay. Like, I am serious. I think I fell asleep on some parts.
I fell asleep on one episode of Standalone Complex, only one. And that was during the court episode in the second series.
I fell asleep. Okay? I fell asleep. If that's bad.
Have you seen the movies, King?
No.
They're good. They're really good. They don't have any talking. Just a lot of action. You'd like it.
I would watch... I would sit down and watch freaking... Gundam all day, and I still think freaking Ghost in the Shell is boring as hell.
I guess. I'll give you that. Some parts were very over-talkative in the series. And some people might find that boring. I like talking.
No, they're talkative, but they are so serious about it, and they expect you to know, like, everything.
Did you watch on Toonami?
Yeah, I did.
Did you keep up with it every episode?
No.
Okay. Then you don't. Then how do you expect to know everything about the story?
Exactly.
It's like, I remember I accidentally skipped an episode on Ghost in the Shell, and I had no fucking clue what was going on. Because I had to go back and rewatch like two episodes, because I had no fucking clue. You can't skip an episode in that series. Unless they're like unimportant episodes. Something, I don't know.
Alright, that's my number three.
Alright, now let's move to Ven.
Alright, my number three is Chrono Crusade. No one's watched it, so I'll just bank this short. It started off, it's like, I think it takes place in like the 30s, maybe, I don't know. And it started off, I liked the start of it. I thought it was going to be
sequel
a really...
to Chrono Cross.
No, it's not. Shut up.
I know, I'm just kidding.
It's like, it started off really cool. I like the church fighting all these demons with like guns and shit, and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then there's a demon on their side too, that's pretty sick. But as the series went on, it just, oh god, man, I absolutely despise that fucking villain. I think he was a poorly written character all around. I don't know why. I mean, he had a good purpose to him and all that jazz. But the way everything he did was just so out of the ordinary. I didn't really get a grasp on what the fuck he was trying to do half the series, and that's part of the point. But like when you came to the conclusion of the series, it just dropped down to the. Just all the way down, man. It was just bottom of the ship barrel. And the only thing that redeemed itself is I actually really kind of liked the very, very end of the series. But before that, it had like one of the worst final fights I've ever seen in my entire life between a main character and a main villain. I sort of got that thing lasted like 5 seconds. If anything, it was like one sword swipe and then dead. That's it. It's over. And that was just the end of the series. I was really sad. So, yeah. Chrono Crusade. Sucked. Hate people who like that series. Hate everyone. Anime sucks. Okay, go, Dave.
And my number 3 is a show from last season called Fractale. And I really enjoyed the first episode. I thought like it had a really cool and neat premise. And it's done by like A1 Pictures, which is like one of my favorite studios. But it was like so compressed into 11 episodes that like just started skipping over scenes. And it kind of got confusing and way too complicated for its own good. It just kind of like dropped my enjoyment for that show so much. It's like really disappointing to see that like what could have been like a really good idea just so watered down and just not really good. So
this is gonna be a very hateful top 2, isn't it?
Oh yeah, of course it is.
We're all gonna be steaming besides Gabe, because he doesn't. Y'all know. It's okay, Gabe. Sorry. Okay, go on. Sorry, go on.
So
I know what you mean, Dave.
Let's go to number 2s. Let's head it back up to Lurkst.
Alrighty. My number 2 is going to go to Arakawa Under the Bridge.
Oh.
Yeah. I enjoyed the hell out of that first season. I thought it was extremely funny. And then the second season came around, and it was not as good.
Really? Am I the only person who liked both of them?
Yeah, you are.
I didn't
really
find them that much different, to be honest.
Yeah, like, the second season just, like, carried on what the first one did.
I don't really see that much difference in them, probably because I've never finished the second season.
I mean, sure, the ending, but, you know, can't blame them. They had to end it, so.
I think it's partly because they put out the second season, like, so close to the first season.
It was, like,
season.
2 seasons after the first
season. I didn't mind. I wanted to see more Arakawa.
Not that soon.
But at least Maria Hollick, like, waited 2 years, man.
Yeah.
For another show. And even the Zetsubou-sensei things, they were, like, a year apart for each one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. Maybe they could have waited a little longer. Maybe it would have been better.
Depends on the source material. There was enough source material anyway. So.
A lot, because there's a lot of manga.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter how long they wait. They could have done it like the next day, for God's sake. But they had enough.
Just made our call a 26 episode series and be done with it, you know? Yeah.
That would have been good.
Yeah.
Probably made for, you know, a list. The, yeah.
All right.
Then yeah.
Let's move to Gabe.
My number 2. Is it 2?
Mm-hmm. Two.
My number 2 is True Tears.
Oh, yeah.
This is you, Dave.
Yeah, True Tears.
I know what you mean. The
it starts out good. I like it. What is it? It's PA Works. I like PA Works. They're pretty. You know, they have a distinct style of animation. I like the animation of this. You know, there's a lot to like for this show, but the romance did really good. It was dramatic and all that, but then, you know,
the ending.
I mean, I just would have preferred it a little bit different, you know,
the other girl.
With a certain person instead of another certain person. And
that's what I thought, too. And then they had a screwmaker.
Yeah, this is a little bit early in my anime kind of thing, so I think I like to catch on to themes and, you know, stuff like that, but I could not really understand the chicken. Did you, Dave, do you remember that chicken?
The chicken.
They kept going back to that chicken motif. What's the chicken's name? It sounds ridiculous talking about this, but there's like a motif in the story about a chicken. How like it kind of represents the characters themselves, and I couldn't really catch on, so that part kind of brought a little bit down for me. But mainly it was, you don't remember?
No, it was like I watched that series so long ago.
Yeah, it's probably forgettable, but I love the series, but kind of wish it went a little differently. Right, Dave?
Yeah. Should have been the other girl. Just saying.
Just saying.
Now, when you say other girl, is it like Shuffle?
No, it's like it should have been the obvious choice, but instead they had to like do a complete 180 on that series.
So it's like Onani Master Kurosawa.
Not really. Onani was like unexpected.
Yeah,
right?
You will.
Then let's go to King.
My number two would be I'm stuck. I'm gonna Trinity Blood.
Trinity Blood? What?
Trinity Blood.
Trinity Blood?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Cause you know, it's Trinity Blood started off really cool, but then I don't know, it got kinda sorry.
Hmm.
I've heard good things about Trinity Blood, though. And Vampire Hunter D. And Blood Plus.
No, my bad. I've been thinking Trinity Blood, and I've got Trinity Blood and Blood Plus mixed up. Trinity Blood was just bad. Okay? Trinity Blood just sucked. I hate Trinity Blood.
So you've gone from deteriorated to suck.
Yeah, Trinity Blood. Let me replace it with Blood Plus, because Blood Plus started off really nice and it started to suck. But Trinity Blood just sucked. Okay. But yeah, Blood Plus. That's my fault. Blood Plus. Damn.
It's almost as bad as me mixing up Neptunia for Venus. That was probably worse.
That was the funniest shit ever.
I can't believe it.
What the fuck is Venus?
I know, right? I was thinking to myself,
where can I get Venus?
Guys, what the hell am I talking about? I don't... Help me.
You're so stupid.
Okay.
I love you.
Yeah, he was like, I should get Venus. He's like, you're like, what, the planet?
Yeah, I had no idea what I was talking about. I was like, wait, what do I want to buy? Tell me what I want to buy.
Oh,
great.
All right, let's segue. Move to Ven.
All right. My number two is something that should have been higher on everyone's list that's watched it, and no one has. Maho Sensei, the original Nagima thingy majigger. I watched the fucking spin-off first. Was it question mark?
Nagima question mark.
I watched question mark.
I watched question mark first, and then I read the manga.
And then I stopped.
It?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I stopped watching question mark after 7 episodes, and I was like, well, I think it's about time I start watching the original and see how much it's different, because I didn't know that it was a spinoff. I thought it was a remake. And I went back and watched the original. I was like, yeah, this is pretty cool. I like the beginning of this series a lot more than question mark, because I did. I like the original. The original's opening, like the first few episodes, I love them way more than fucking question marks. I don't know why.
Hey.
Something about the panties or something. Maybe. I don't know. Zabek.
This is anyway. Zabek's like really early work, so they didn't look that good.
Yeah, but I liked how it was and stuff. I wasn't feeling the Chupacabra squad.
That was hilarious.
I like the Baka Rangers.
Whatever.
Anyway, but as the story went on, I don't want to get into spoilers, but man, there's something that just happens in this series that you do not see coming. And I know it's not in the manga, because if it was, Gay would be shouting and screaming all the time.
It did not happen.
He probably would have dropped the manga. But, like, there's something just happens in this anime that feels so out of place to me. Like it's all a certain way for like halfway through the series game, and then they build up to that scene a little bit.
Yeah. Kind
of, and it just feels like so ruddy at that point where they're just trying to stall. I don't know. Maybe they're trying to stall. It feels like I don't know what to say about that, actually. Yeah. I just don't know what to say.
It was really shocking.
It was just a shocking moment, and it just brought the series down a lot for me, because like it wasn't that scene particularly, but all the stuff that followed after it kind of just felt stupid to me. I just didn't really enjoy them that much. I liked the concept of it, though. I really did. Mm. I liked how they did, but like how it was handled and like the thing with the tree at the end, I was like, what, really, the tree, really, really, vampires, whatever. I don't know. Negimo got really, for me, but I know that the manga is a lot better, because I hear that all the time. And I'm liking Question Mark a lot more now that I finished the original.
Question Mark is amazing.
Yeah. So I'm happy that I watched the original, even though the ending was very, blah, blah. Yeah. Negimo, the original series.
Yeah.
All right.
Dave.
My number two is a certain magical index.
I knew this would be here.
First season was really good, and I enjoyed it. But second season comes around and takes all that charm, whatever made it enjoyable, away. And all it is just like Toma punching women even more than he did in the original series. It's just the plot with the whole Catholic church.
Does he really punch women in the new one?
Yeah, he punches more women in the new one.
Wow!
Yeah.
That is totally bad. What a bad main character.
You gotta control them, you know? You gotta smack a bitch.
Wow, Gabe.
I'm joking. No, I'm not.
But, you know, I can tell that after they're setting up for, like, a third season, probably, because there's a cliffhanger at the end of the second season. I'm not looking forward to it. It's just...
But you know it's going to get it.
Yeah, I know.
The fan base for Index is so massive by this point that it's going to get a third season, whether you like it or not.
I know.
Pretty much.
And I'll probably watch it regardless.
Yeah, you will. I know you will. Just so you can complain about it more.
I know.
Right?
I know. Yeah. Okay.
It's going to be fun.
Well, anyways, that's my number two. So let's get to our number ones. Alright, then let's go to Gabe.
My number one is Fractale.
Fractale!
Because Fractale really set itself up for a really good show. The art was amazing. You know, it felt like a Miyazaki movie. The themes were really, I enjoyed the, you know, the social science kind of thing. And that mixed in with the really crazy story that it had, it would have been really good, but it kind of lost its focus. Like, pacing kind of jumped from here to there, slow to fast, and changed the focus of the show a lot. Just kind of lost it overall. I just really wish that, you know, they would have... I wish it was longer. Jeez. Should have been longer. They could have totally pulled everything off fine. I kind of had to half and half it here, but, you know.
Yeah.
That's my number one. Fractale.
Then let's go to King.
My number one is something probably none of you guys have watched. It's Witch Hunter Robin.
Oh, I hear you talking about that all the time, though.
Do you?
No, but this is the first time, actually.
But... basically, you know, the premise of the story and how they made everything sound in the very first episode was like, oh my god, this is going to be something amazing. And then, you know, after that, it just went downhill. From the first episode on, it went downhill. Like, I watched the second episode, I was like, oh, well, that one wasn't too good, but the rest should be okay. Third one, no. Fourth, no. Well, you know, maybe it's just trying to pick up its stride. No, it never got better. It was such a waste of time.
You're such a way with words.
Right. So that's my number one.
Alright, then let's go to them.
My number one is something I actually have mixed feelings about putting this as a high spot. Mirai Nikki manga. King, I don't know if you're with me on this at all.
I wouldn't say it's number one worthy.
I took Death Note off my list, and I went with Mirai Nikki because I don't know, King. Around chapter 60-something, 50-something? About that? All right? Yes. Around there, 50 to 60 chapters long manga that I think King got me into reading, or I got myself into it. I forget how the fuck I started reading this manga, but me and King were reading it, like, every week we'd read the new chapter, and we read the spinoffs and all that jazz. You're big Mirai Nikki fans and all that jazz. I don't know how big you were, King. But.
Oh, yeah. That spinoff was so, oh, my God.
It was so stupid. I loved it. But it's a great story, and it had a great amount of not really horror. It was kind of horror a little bit. It had a little bit of horror in it. And it has a great blend of action and, like, very psychological mystery going on there. It's very amazing. And the story, the payoff was incredible. Like, the twists that were happening in the story were so massively awesome. And it just got really good. It felt like, you know, like a mystery should feel like. You get tons of twists and you don't know what's coming next. But around, like, near the end of the series, I thought it took, like, a straight fucking died down. Like, there's this part where it was really amazing. Like, you know, remember that, King, right? With the whole I can't really actually say anything about it, can I?
Yeah.
Can I? The number, you know, King, you know, when they reveal it, where everything was revealed, like they came out with everything, and it just felt like they had nothing else to do, kind of. And it just kind of went on, and it pulled some, like, this all thing is, it pulled like a whole, I don't know how to explain that. What did the ending feel like, T-King? Like,
I have no idea. I can't explain the ending at all.
Like, the ending kind of felt like...
You know what the ending reminded me of?
What?
It was the same shit as freaking the toilet thing.
Toilet thing?
You know.
With Hanako and the teller of the allegory? Yeah, Well, they're written by the same person.
Oh, my God.
Okay, yeah, that's, same person.
That's right. I don't know what he does with ending, but he makes them batshit crazy.
Like, the ending was fucking... so much shit happened in, like, the second to last and the last chapter.
It's impossible to explain.
It was a massive, like whirlpool of madness that just kind of encompassed one character a little bit. I don't know. It was just weird. It made sense. It was very sensible, but I swear to God, I was losing interest in Mirai Nikki fast when somewhere near the end of that series happened. I was loving the fuck out of that series, though. It's still one of my favorite mangas. I still love it to death, but I swear to God, I really wish that person would just never write an ending to another manga and just make his mangas last forever or something. I think it's a girl.
Like, I love her, if it's a girl, I love her work, but the endings are so always so insane. You're like, what did I just read?
Yeah, it's pretty fucking batshit at the end of most of her. Of the two mangas that I've read of hers, they're pretty batshit insane. So, I don't know. It probably doesn't need to be on there at all. I probably could have picked a better one, but I will stick with my choice of Mirai Nikki. Yeah. Yeah, Dave.
Yeah, and my number one is Death Note.
Big surprise. We all saw this one coming.
Well, first half was, like, pretty okay, and I was, like, cool with it. And the second half was just...
Because that one part happened.
Yeah, they did that one
thing. That one thing happened.
Yeah. They introduced some really shitty characters at the end. And it was, like, so all the way through the end.
That one thing happened.
Like, the only one of the few good things to happen to that series was now gone. And I'm, like, so sad about it. Just, freaking Death Note. So, honorable mention.
What is it, Gabe?
No, it's I don't know. Maybe it's because it was my early anime. I didn't pay attention to it, but
it was my early anime too. I watched it right like fucking like one of my first shows.
I don't know. I thought it was all good.
honorable mentions. Yeah,
I say Siren. Just for the ending, though. Everything else was amazing.
Kragahime? How about that?
Oh, but what? Yeah.
The ending, you know.
Even the manga is kind of getting to a kind of level plane as we're talking right now.
Freezing?
No.
Freezing always sucks.
Fuck that show.
Yeah, are you saying Freezing was once good?
I don't know, it had potential.
No, when the opening started the first time, it was a pretty good game. And then from the opening onwards, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. And,
Higurashi Rei.
Rei is just,
Is that even...
I thought it was even canon.
No, it's canon.
Wow. Shit.
That's kind of, I don't know.
It's like...
I didn't think it was that important. Yeah, it felt like specials and like, OVAs.
Yeah. Like Kai, it really finished it up, and then Rei kind of like slapped on a little thing at the end that, you know, was resolved quickly. But I enjoyed the first and last because those were like joke episodes. It was really funny, you know, like with Keiichi wearing that stupid swimsuit and then Rena going batshit crazy over everyone. It was just funny, but. You know, the main story of that arc kind of...
Random makes that series amazing.
Yeah.
I'd like to...
I'm gonna take everyone home.
I'd like to add in
jazz.
One of my favorite nostalgic childhood shows, Digimon. The first three seasons were really good, and the fourth season came around, and it was stupid. So stupid. they made the kids... be the Digimon, and it was a dumb idea, and they shouldn't have done it.
I thought the third one was done with the kid drawing his Digimon.
What? You didn't like the third season?
That sounds amazing.
No, the one with the dinosaur-looking thing.
Yeah.
They all look like dinosaurs.
They all look like dinosaurs. What the fuck?
No, the one that actually looks like a dinosaur.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
what do you mean? What about that one guy from the first Digimon that looked like a dinosaur with missiles on him? The red guy.
This one looked like a dinosaur with an armor on his head.
Oh. Oh, I'm thinking of that one then.
Yeah.
Wow.
I actually hear that the new season of Digimon isn't that bad. But I don't know. The fourth season.
Wait, there's a new season? I must have missed this.
X-Ros. Yeah, it came out like 2009, 2010. Something like that.
Yeah, it's still like 20-something episodes in. I have no idea how that works.
Oh, yeah, X-Ross, yeah.
It's like one episode a month or something. It's like 50 episodes in. I'm not sure. Whatever.
Cross Wars.
Cross Game.
Could be called Cross... Oh, my God. You know what? Cross Game deteriorated. Fuck that show.
You didn't watch one episode of it.
I sound just like you, Vin. Fuck that Cross Game.
Fuck Madoka.
You know, it also deteriorated. Then,
what?
Gabe. Anohana.
What? Anohana is very deteriorated. It needs to be deteriorated.
Oh my god. You guys can hate anime all you want. I don't care.
You know what's not deteriorated, though, Dave?
What?
It's C.
Nah.
C.
I don't know about
C's very confusing.
C is very confusing.
But.
I don't hate it.
Still very flashy.
You guys fucking hyped up C so much.
I didn't.
I don't remember. Someone was like, oh my god, C is so good! And then I watched it.
That was Lurks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he loves C.
I know he loves C.
He's not here to debate it, but...
Can we take this out?
No, Lurks is asleep right now. Well, I'll take you outside, Gabe. Take you for a ride.
And I guess might as well throw Pokemon in there for kicks.
Well, Pokemon has that charm that goes to the fans, you know. So for them, might not be deteriorated.
Ash's voice got pretty deteriorated as the series went on.
SpongeBob voice got to tear. Really?
SpongeBob's voice is off.
SpongeBob is an is an anime.
In a sense.
SpongeBob needs
horror movie
because it went from having a lot of horror to having no horror. That's why.
I actually can say the series for a lot of people, because a lot of people hated Endless Eight. Really? A lot of people.
I loved Endless Eight.
I don't know. People are just butthurt that they wanted to find a reason to complain. Like,
Eight is the same fucking episode. Shut up.
Well, people said the Endless Eight stuff was like only a few chapters long in the manga. And that's
it was one chapter. Wait, in the novel it was one chapter, but
yeah, there like, you go.
You know, you could read about how it was looped, and then they just fix it in that one.
The same chapter 8 times.
But you know, repeating it brings out that real essence of being repeated. You know. I mean, sure, like, when I can't imagine people are watching it weekly, that must have pissed them off, but, you know, I don't know. Anything else, guys?
We didn't.
I don't have any.
Omomori. Omomori.
Yeah.
Omomori, pretty much. Hellsing. Rosario Vampire. Oh, wait, I didn't even pay attention to that show.
Hellsing.
But you know Hellsing. What Rosario did have, though? The best opening in the world.
Oh my god. I never get what you and Dave see in that opening.
What? Hellsing opening?
It's just them dancing, man. It's just them dancing to a good song.
It's like three of them.
Misery looks amazing, though.
She does.
Yeah. She does.
Well, that's it. Then.
Final Fantasy IV.
What? Well,
Spirits Within sucked.
Yeah, it did.
It had nothing to do with Final Fantasy.
Yeah, it did.
This is why it's such a great movie.
Yeah, huh?
What does Spirits Within have to do with Final Fantasy? You crazy?
Nothing, but I love Spirits Within.
Alright, guys. We're getting a little. This is just honorable mentions.
Yes, just.
I got finals tomorrow.
Oh, you got finals.
Oh.
Yeah, my last finals.
Your last final?
Yeah.
And what are you doing for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday?
Nothing. I'm going to sit there and do nothing.
Why don't you just not go, then?
I might as well, right?
I didn't go to, like, the last
five days. I didn't study. Holy shit.
Don't worry, you got this, bro.
Just,
okay.
Just do it.
Wing it.
Just wing it.
Do it. Take like your anime list with you.
I'm gonna cram tonight. I got half an hour.
Did you just say you take his anime list with him? To like what?
It'll calm him down. He'll be like, oh, all these good shows.
Yeah, none of them are bad.
None of them are bad.
Okay, well, I gotta.
Yes.
I gotta wrap this up.
Yeah, let's close this stuff, guys.
All right.
So this has been Anime Athlete Podcast. Top 5. Thank you for listening.